The former chairman of the Public Accounts Committee, Albert Kandapa, has asked government to introduce a sound accountability mechanism to Ghana's budget cycle. This is to ensure the checks and balances in the public sector financial systems that have been rendered ineffective for various reasons. Speaking at a public forum which discussed financial accountability, the role of parliament, Mr. Kandapa said a major threat to Ghana's democracy and socio-economic development is poor financial governance.
Any public financial management system, like what we're producing, they are only as good as the checks and balances in them. Take the checks and balances away, and the systems are not where the systems they are waging on. And what we have succeeded in doing is to destroy all the checks and balances, all the accountability mechanisms. Why wouldn't people think the easiest way for most of them is to steal, knowing that they will never be caught? Of course, there is no system. When we go abroad, go to UK where there are systems, go to a room like this, there's a place, open the star with found. The chances are that we will not steal, because you see this report. I'm sure you've got some CCTV watching it. But if you find it in a similar room in Ghana, you know there's no CCTV. So if you see, it's you and your God. But, Madam Chairperson, to conclude, what you mentioned from what I've tried to demonstrate so far is that the key accountability mechanisms in our budget cycle, that is the checks and balances in our public sector financial system, have all been rendered ineffective for being lost. We should move quickly to address this unfortunate situation. Today, there's a groundswell of frustration in our country and growing demand for efficiency, transparency, and accountability in government and public financial policies. If there's anything that threatens our democracy, it is this corruption, lack of financial accountability. That is what is the real threat to our democracy. Our people continue to demand whether public funds are being utilized with due regard to economy, efficiency, and effectiveness, and are there systems in place to check fraud, debt, and corruption. I'm afraid the facts on the ground do not suggest that public funds are being accounted for properly, because key accountability arrangements are not being followed.
Mr. Kandapa asked Parliament to live up to its oversight responsibility of scrutinizing budget statements in a non-partisan manner before the budget is approved.
Parliament must appreciate its oversight role and do it in a non-partisan manner. Parliament is not just about passing laws. The parliamentary democracy model is that we have a parliament that makes the laws and the policies. We have an executive that executes the laws and the policies. And then we have a parliament that must come back to oversight. When you have a parliamentary democracy where parliament refuses to come back to oversight, you've given the executive too much room. They will misbehave by all. The obligation to scrutinize, debate, and approve the budget is important. Please, let our parliamentarians appreciate this. And let them, even if they will engage, let it be a constructive partisanship sort of agreement.
The chief executive officer of Imani Ghana, Franklin Kujo, believes civil society organizations and the media must continue to put pressure on any government in power who fails to render proper accounts to the taxpayer. He said government always depends on grants from donor countries, which most often goes into paying wages of workers rather than investing it in projects for growth and development.
The problem is that the government spends nearly all the money it receives on paying wages of its employees and has little left to invest in building this cathedral. So how is the government going to pay for all of these workers when already their wages are making it impossible for it to invest in facilities they need to build their capacity? So for example, for many years we had a department of public works with full-time employees, but little or no money to fix it. So we have all these challenges staring you country, and you would have thought that ordinarily politicians would be interested in the affairs rather than always shouting in the media as to who really has the best. But if we really want good things to happen, we must have the discipline to encourage the things that we want, we encourage more of them.
Chief Executive Officer of Imani Ghana, Franklin Kujo.